there's an EO report. Do you want to mention anything about the EO report?
I'm going to be very grateful.
Very grateful.
And just highlight some of the themes that we heard throughout the presentations today about promoting partnerships, developing permits and streamlining our permits to be efficient, promoting restoration projects, and providing incentives, this concept that Jonathan left you with. As a regulatory agency, we can be, also be advocates for restoration. I think these are really, really important themes for the work that we do. And I think that today's presentations, even though we didn't have any action items, it was incredibly informational. And I just think I'm so proud of our staff from the beginning this morning with Brian's very comprehensive presentation, Jonathan, Clayton, Rebecca, Diana. We have a really, really talented group of staff, and it's such a pleasure to work with all of them. Do want to point out one article in the Executive Officer's Report. The Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, you might know, awarded to the North Coast Regional Water Board with the recognition as a superstar for streamlining and permitting. So I think that that's the type of recognition that we get because of this very talented staff that we have, and being collaborative, building partnerships, and being creative in the way that we do water quality regulation. With that, that's the summary of the report.
Thank you very much. Item number 9, board members' request for future agenda items. Okay, seeing none. Item number 10, other items of interest. Seeing none, our next board meeting is November 20th in San Jose.
21st.
20th and 21st start at 1:30 on the 20th, Wednesday, and then start at 8:30 the next morning on the 21st.
Okay. With that, we adjourn. Thank you very much.